Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shined like the sun, and his clothes became like white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Today we are celebrating the Feast of the Transfiguration. And if we hear this story, even the word transfiguration, you're going to ask yourselves, or even myself, what is transfiguration all about? And I remember when I was in the seminary, we have this course about transfiguration. And at the end of the class, the professor will say, Gentlemen, it's all mystery, so you don't have to ask any questions. And when thinking about it now, us as a priest and for years, and transfiguration is about Jesus showing his divinity to the apostles where he brought up in the mountains. I want you to think about this also. In this story, there are different characters besides Jesus. Jesus was not alone up in the mountains. He brought the apostles up there with him. Then, in the middle of the story, Moses and Elijah appeared. Why? And at the end of the story, we went back to the apostles. But let's see first, why Moses and Elijah? Moses changed appearance when he brought down the Ten Commandments. His face changed, shone, there's light. And how about Elijah? Elijah was brought up to the mountains with a fiery chariot, fire. So light is the image being used here by the Gospel of Matthew. Why is he doing this? Question, but the answer is, Christ is showing what heaven is like. Or we can say, Christ is showing what God is like. Light. Now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about those apostles he brought up in the mountain. Why those three and not the entire 12? Have you ever thought about that? Why only three of them, but not the entire 12? Maybe the other 12 or the other apostles were not ready to see who God is. They're not mature enough to see. But if you think about it and heard the gospel, even Peter said, It is good that we are here. We can build tent for you, for Moses, and for Elijah. Why tent? There's a scripture commentary about this. Peter wanted to keep Moses and Elijah for so long. Not just for a moment, but for a certain time. Because the experience of God with light is so powerful and life-changing for these apostles. Think about this. The image of new ideas is what? Light, a bulb, something that clicked in your head, something that changed you. You have to do it right. This past month, I had opportunity to travel, to visit some friends, particularly in Germany, where I have very, very good friends, and I stayed with this particular family for almost a month, and they have two children, a boy and a girl. But if you traveled in Europe, what do you notice, especially in Germany? They travel, or they go to the city, not by car, but what? With bicycles. And then these two kids asked me, okay, let's go for ice cream, so we have to go to the city. And then I thought we're going to drive a car, but guess what? No, we're going to do a bike. And I never rode a bike for 10 years. Here in America, we don't do that. I go to Ralph's or the grocery store from my house over there with a car. The problem is, I'm Filipino, short, dark, and handsome. Thank you for that clap. So, these two kids were struggling because they have five bicycles at home, and I could not reach the ground. I'm gonna fall like this. So this young boy went across the street with their neighbors and borrowed a bicycle. The problem is the bicycle is for a five-year-old kid. Which is, for me, it looks normal because Germans are tall. Tall. And so I tried it. It worked. So we were driving along the street, and I hit a patch, and I said, oopsie daisies. And then these two kids helped me out. I said, are you okay? I was fine. I'm just, for 10 years I haven't rode a bike, so that's a problem. But I'm just getting used to it. But I fell down the ground, but I was fine. And then these two kids said, are you okay? But how can I connect this particular story of the bicycle to what we're talking about? In the time of something like an accident or something new, something that clicks your mind and your brain, you say, I need to do something. This is what happened to these two kids. I fell down on the ground. I need to help Father Marlon, or not. I want you to think about this. This is what happened in the Transfiguration story. The apostles are just getting used to the experience of Jesus doing miracles. But now they have a new experience. The experience that happened particularly with Jesus himself. The miracle happened to Jesus alone. Because we're used to hearing Christ is doing miracles for others. But in the Transfiguration, the miracle happened to Jesus himself. The change happened to Jesus alone. What happened to us when we experience new experiences? It clicks, our brain is turning into something different. And what can we help, or what can we say about this as Christians of today? If something happened to us or to our world or to society, whatever your moral compass is that tells you to do what is right, to do what is just, to do what is kind and compassionate, forgiving and loving, I'm going to ask you, do it. Because that is the right thing. And that is what happened to the Transfiguration. The Transfiguration is a very transformative experience, not just with Christ himself, but the apostles especially, who are like us humans. Now, as we celebrate the Transfiguration of Christ, today especially, I want you to look at your hearts, your mind, your soul, and entire body. Whatever you need at the moment, ask God for it, because it will help us to be transformed to something different and better. Because God is capable of giving whatever we need. I think we just need to ask specifically what we want and what we need, because God is grace. I'm fine. With after that fall on the bike, I'm still Filipino, dark, short, handsome. But whatever life gives you, whatever life brings us into, open your heart because God is full of surprises. We got stuck with life, with work, with school, mindset. I think sometimes we have to change our mindset to be a better person. And let your creative mind work around it, because God is full of light. May God bless us all and bless your day. Thank you.